Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdrav v Ereš intervjuju, vam želim, Giza bo z vami in z vami bo tudi David iz benda Youngblood Brass Band, ki danes nastopa v kinu Šiški. In v kinu Šiški bo pred skupina še Move Knowledgement, tako da lahko ob 8:30, ko se vrata odprejo, že kje prehrumite, pa počakate kakšno slabo urco, da Move Knowledgementi začnejo in po njih pol še ameriške zvezdice iz Wisconsina, Youngblood Brass Band in šefe benda, ne, in glavni lik benda, kot boste tudi videli kasneje, na v kinu Šiški je z nami, tukaj za mikrofonom na moje levi. Hello, David. We will switch language now, so we will speak in English that everybody will understand you. Amro, daš ti slušalke sem malo dol, prosim, okay. You're on tour now.
We're actually
7th or 8th time in Europe, I guess, or even more, maybe.
Maybe more. I don't know. Our first tour in Europe was 2003. Mm-hmm. This is the end of the tour, though. So you know, it's like tomorrow we fly home. Everyone's just thinking about killing it tonight and sleeping on the plane.
Okay. But you have a gig every day. You're pretty tired or what?
Yeah, no off days. We don't like to take days off. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, we're here to play music, and we also don't have a ton of money to spend. So we don't have a lot of money to be on holiday.
So just travel and.
Yeah. We're just, you know, we want to play every night.
Okay. You were in Slovenia once before, like, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago in Maribor?
Yeah, I think it's been a long time. I think we were at Stuk in Maribor.
But it was a good gig.
It was a great gig. Yeah, I don't know why it's been so long. Because we loved it, you know. I mean, I guess it's just like you go on tours and you can't go everywhere, and it has to do with what cities you can do next and what's too much to drive. And for one reason or another, it's just been hard to get back. But we're happy to be back.
But what do you prefer, the live gigs or the studio part?
Well, always the live gigs. I mean, all of us we're players. You know, we're musicians. Like we play music because we like to play music. So
you're playing it professionally.
Yeah, and I mean, I love making records because I do. I record all the records, and I'm kind of the guy in the studio. And I like getting better at that and learning about that and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, like, we're all here to play. So, and I think especially with a band like Youngblood, it's just made to be live. You know, it's 9 or 10 people, everybody's standing up, it's really physical, everyone's moving around. And it can be kind of hard to capture that in a studio anyway. I mean, especially when people hear music with horns, they think of, like, the horn section being kind of on the side of the band, or, mm-hmm. like, you know, like a funk band or a ska band or whatever. And unless you've been to New Orleans and unless you know about New Orleans brass band music, it's hard sometimes to think of the brass as being the band, you know, and it's obviously much different than Western European brass band music or the Balkan brass band music. I mean, it's quite different thing. I mean, for us, it's more of like this it's coming out of New Orleans, it's coming out of gospel and the blues and hip-hop and
but it's still pretty danceable.
Oh, I think it's definitely, it's dance music for sure.
But how do you describe this music? Is it like brass hop? The Cool Bone had a record like called Brass Hop 10 years ago.
They did. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to explain because I was talking to a guy yesterday and I said, "Yeah, tomorrow I'll go to the concert." He said, "What's this? Young brass band?"
It's hard when people ask if I want to be very short and simple. I'll say, you know, hip hop brass band, but that doesn't mean anything, you know. And that Cool Bone record, Brass Hop, doesn't sound anything like our band. It's tough. I mean, a lot of times we just take different artists and say, if you can imagine an artist that's kind of like Antibalas and Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine, but with all horns, you know, or something like that, you know, it's. But I enjoy the fact that I'm in a band that's that hard to describe. You know, it's one of the things that makes it exciting. You know, it's not. Even though I also play music in like a instrumental post-rock band, and I can just say post-rock, it's kind of nice being in a band where, I don't know, if it's hip-hop or if it's rock or if it's jazz or if it's punk or whatever, it's none of those things.
But your influences are pretty interesting. I just saw your MySpace page, and the first five are like Fugazi, Stevie Wonder, KRS-One, Fortet, and Timbalada, which is a Brazilian band, you told me.
Yeah.
So it's coming from all different genres.
I mean, that's.
I guess that's something that really describes your music. So a variety of things. All mixed in one.
Yeah, and it's also the fact that there's, you know, 9 or 10 people in the band, and all of them have very different musical experiences. Yes. You know, I mean, they're all professionals, and they live in New York, or they live in New Orleans, or Chicago, or whatever. And some of them are jazz improvisers. You know, they're people making new music. Some of them grew up playing classical music and rock music. I grew up playing a lot of African music and Brazilian music, and also like American marching band drums. And so this New Orleans brass band music just seemed like perfect to me because I was playing all this West African and Brazilian music, and I was also playing drumline, like American marching band, and New Orleans, the brass band is like the smushing together of those two things.
But what about those influences? Does this Afro, Cuban, or Brazilian stuff come from traveling and playing in that countries, or... You were just influenced by that music
before?
No,
I was just into that music, and I hung out with a lot of musicians who studied that or who lived in Brazil or who played capoeira or lived in Senegal or, you know. Mm-hmm. I happened to grow up in a big university town where, I mean, maybe kind of like this town, but where there's a little bit of everything, you know. And so if you're interested in getting into music from Guinea or Cote d'Ivoire or whatever, you can, because there's somebody there, you know, doing it.
Is it true that the whole band is actually coming from the same school?
Only in the beginning, when we were, you know, 17 years old, we were all same high school.
Because you're playing for 15 years, maybe the crowd don't know that.
Something like that, 12, 15, I don't know. Since I was 14, 15 years old, and now I'm 30. So 15 years. And so at the beginning, it was all the same people. Once we kind of got really serious about it and started trying to do it professionally, now you have like 3 guys that are from New York, only 2 of us that are from the original group. But a lot of people that have been around for 10 years for the long haul.
What about the performances? Do you like the big places like Glastonbury, or playing in Glastonbury years ago, I think, or the smaller venues with, you know, is when it's like 150 people and everybody's dancing, having a good time, and you have the contact with the crowd. Which is better for you? Which one is better for you?
Well, the smaller venues are always better. I think at big festivals, it's exciting to play for a lot of people, but you also, the stage is very high, and you're usually kind of very far away from the audience, and it almost feels like you're watching a movie of a lot of people. You know, like, you're on stage, and you're just kind of disconnected. A smaller venue that's packed and really hot, and people are, like, jumping around and shaking their butts and sweating, and that's always better. I mean, then you're actually, I mean, you can see the people, and you can smell the people. You know, it's like it's a much better experience.
Do you see any difference between European crowd, you know, like German crowd, English crowd, or like, I don't know, some smaller countries like mm-hmm. Slovenia or...
You do see differences, but it feels to me like it's more night to night, or like what typically the audience is like at a certain venue. It's hard for me to say mm-hmm. that French audiences are always like this okay. in Germany, because it's obviously very different if you're playing in a big city. Like the audience in Paris is much different than the audience in a small town in the south of France, and it's mm-hmm. the same in the States. And although I do feel like in some of the smaller countries where bands or less bands tour to, or there's this less frequently bands touring like Slovenia or Croatia or whatever, sometimes the audiences are, you know, much more excited, you know, because we just haven't been around as much. But it's hard to say. Like one of the best gigs so far on this tour was like Brussels, which is a big city, and at the bigger yeah. cities you usually have people kind of standing around looking cool more yeah. like you play London and New York, and New Yorkers like to just stand there for 15 minutes like let you know that they're the coolest audience in the world. But in Brussels we had a really
good
show.
What about Japan, for example?
We haven't actually been to Japan.
Ah, okay.
The first time for us going to like Australia and New Zealand is coming up later this year, but yeah, I don't know. No Japan.
How do you see your music evolving in those 15 years of Young Blood Brass Band? You know, the beginnings, these records that we're playing is actually very old now. Mm-hmm. Were kind of more hip-hopish, more maybe funk. Mm-hmm. But later on you were actually not so hip-hoppy, not so funk.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I think of the very beginnings of the band, before any of the records that you've probably heard yeah. of, was when we were mostly just copying New Orleans brass bands. Yeah. And then we started bringing in the influences from the rest of our lives, like hip-hop and the Afro-Brazilian and those things. And I don't know what the evolution is like. All I know is that we try to make a different record every time. So the record that's playing in the background right now was, I think, a record that was a lot of hip hop, but also a lot of very arranged, like very precise writing. The record after that, the most recent record, was maybe a little more experimental and aggressive and diverse or whatever. So I don't know. The next record, we don't go into it kind of thinking exactly what we want to do. You know, you make the music that's in your head, and hopefully it's different every time, and hopefully it's better. But, you know, when you get to be a band that's been around for 12 or 15 years, there's people that are going to say, like, oh, I like this record, and people say, I like that record. And as long as everybody's liking different records, I think you're probably doing it okay. Mm-hmm. As soon as you make the same record two or three times, people are like, oh, that's what you sound like forever. It's over.
That's your sound.
Yeah. So changed. Hopefully on the new record we actually piss some people off. You know.
Okay. What about the live record? You're thinking about live record, pretty much live band.
Yeah, we did. We released a live record in 2005, and part of it was because the old leader of the band was leaving the band. We thought it would be a good way to kind of memorialize that time, like what the band sounded like at the end of when he was in the band. But now he's actually back in the band, and it's great, but we've never actually gotten very good live recordings. Like, the live record is cool, but it's all recorded on, like, a mini-disc player from the,
okay.
the you know, it's like,
not in really professional.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just for your experience, maybe.
Yeah.
What about hip-hop in your music or rap?
Mm-hmm.
Playing the drums and then go and rap some things, is that difficult? Because it's a pretty rare thing, actually.
I guess it is, but I never thought about it. You know, like, no, it doesn't seem strange to me at all. It's like, I've been playing drums since I was 9 years old. Like, I'll always play drums. And when I got really into hip-hop, I started hanging out with the b-boys and the graffiti writers and the DJs, and we all were just, like, you know, writing verses and writing rhymes and kicking freestyles and just being really in love with hip-hop. And so I thought, like, I should drop a couple verses with Youngblood, and then it just got a little bigger. But yeah, it never seemed to me like it would be hard to do two different things, or...
But the position of player in the band is totally different, you know. Drummer is the guy
yeah.
who is, like, all the band is like in front of him. You right. can see him, and the rap guy is the leader, is right. is the people who's communicating with the audience.
I kind of like that difference, that we'll have songs where it's just instrumental and we'll be in the back and I'll be on the back and just kind of playing the rhythm section. And then there's songs where there's definitely a focus, like, you know, like I'm the MC or I'm the lead singer. And I don't think I would want it to be all of one thing or all of another. I like how it mixes up. The same way that I like how the music goes between sounding like very dance-oriented New Orleans music, and then it goes to a hip-hop beat or it goes to a more jazz thing. I like the change.
Okay. So what can we expect? Expect today, sorry, on your concert.
Well, we keep the live show really high energy. You know, I mean, almost every show on the tour, it ends with everybody's drenched in sweat, just really hot shows. And I think the band sounds really good because our old sousaphonist who made this record that's playing right now, he's back in the band and he's great. And we've been playing for the whole tour now. We've been playing 20 nights in a row. So I think the band sounds about as good as the band is ever going to sound, you know, after playing 3 straight weeks.
Okay. So do you have anything important to add?
Hopefully we'll be back to Slovenia before another 4 years.
Before another 4 years. Is yeah. it 4 years?
I think it's been maybe 5.
Maybe
I don't
it's
know.
Five.
I think it was maybe 2005 that we were last
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I think it was 2005, yeah. Yeah, I saw. Is that... That's not this tour.
Oh yeah, that's this tour. I think you just have to...
Go down.
Yeah, it's on the...
Okay. Nothing. I wish you a good show today. And I will invite people to come in our language. So you won't understand me. Torej danes Kino Šiška še enkrat vas lepo vabimo. Youngblood Brass Band. Vse kakor prilika, da se ga podensate, če poslušate hip-hop, funk, če poslušate big bande, če imate radi brez, pridite, hud žurbo, veste itak, da se zmeri strup skriva v nepričakovanih imenih na koncertih. Ne zmeri, te najboljši koncerti so dost prazni in danes bo sigurno hudo. Jaz moram priznati, da sem ta band videl, ko so bili v Mariboru in sem vas vzhičen takrat dam laufu s tole plato, ko zdaj poslušamo. Tako da pričakujemo danes, da se pojavite, ne, da bo tudi band lažji za žuru in sem imel dobar v Kinu Šiški, torej v 8:30 se vrata odprejo predskupina pa novomeški Move Knowledgement in pol še Youngblood Brass Band. Do you have some merch with you?
Oh yeah, we got like the last 4 records and we actually have one of the records that people always ask for that's been out of print for like 7 years. We brought one of those records, so...
No, evo, tudi plate boste lahko kupili. Thank you for coming here, David. Wish you a good concert today and then good return to the States.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Ciao. Righteous thunder revelers pounding dry pavement to hear the earth answer back underneath. Rocks that beat, Jonesy Nelson and metronome summon sleeping giants. Living crowds coalesce and explode, lifting the shroud of death from wrecked bones. And wave my rights like an eternally burning flag. Always fire colored and covered, coveted summer, cavorting with lovers, too loud for flesh. The type I haven't met yet, but I'm sure you're becoming. After us, nothing, before screams humming. Dream something and we'll play it. Next melody drifting downriver, sun dressed and kissed and shown for new B-boys. No one ever dies, not in my sky. We are soaring so simply, it's missed by reason. It exists as silent song. Artists wake up human to put attitude and violence on. Put off tomorrow, let's say we say what we need to feel more often. I'm real sure I'm less shy, I steal words from hip-hop like what? But I love it like you, don't you love it when it's like you? And we say that's my jam, cause it is, because it's like that when it likes you. Giving group affirmation like yes y'all, and it goes on because you don't stop. Cause if you did, the world would fall apart, and these beats would return to the womb of the universe, where they'd wait another 6 billion years for life to sound like boom bap again. So move! We'll be right back.
Intervju Radija Študent.